Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Over the last several days, we've been talking a lot about the coming of the fullness of the kingdom and how it should have present day effect on us right now. Paul has undoubtedly gone over this with the church at Corinth. Notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he says over and over, "Do you not know?" He says it in verse 1, he says it in verse 3, and he says it in verse 9. Paul's not asking him if they have that knowledge. Remember, the question is asked in sarcasm. He's essentially saying, "How have you forgotten this stuff? I've already taught you all of this." And herein lies a great principle to remember. Forgotten theology leaves a fillable cavity in your head and in your heart. They once knew this stuff, but they moved away from it. They minimized God's word. They minimized Paul's inspired teaching. And when you do that, there's a hole that's created in your head and heart that will be filled with all sorts of lies and foolishness. Right after Paul says, "Do you not know?" he also says, "Do not be deceived." Why does he say this? Because Paul knows that when we leave behind the word of God, when we move away from it, it leaves an empty space that the enemy will seek to fill with lies and half-truths, or that you'll seek to fill with selfish desires. So you can imagine the scene, right? The people in Corinth may be saying, "Yeah, Paul, we know the gospel, but this is Corinth. It's not Jerusalem. Things are different here. It's not as conservative as where you're from. The value system is different. So if we want to be heard at all, we have to accommodate. We have to bend. These things that you're up in arms over are really no big deal here in Corinth. It's just the way everyone thinks and lives. This is just the way things are done." And we must be reminded that the values of our present life must be shaped by the realities and values of our future life, our eternal life, our redeemed life, and not the values of the surrounding culture. And if the values of our present life are going to be shaped at all by the values of our redeemed life, we must always be pressing in closer to God's word, not moving away from it. When you pray today, please remember Juan Fernandez and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. And also remember the American Sign Language Life Word broadcast available in the United States.